Welcome to episode 2 of the Premier Podcast. On this episode, we'll be talking to two industry experts who work with Premier Crop Systems about their roles of turning data into manageable bite-sized chunks for growers to process. If you haven't yet listened to episode 1 of the Premier Podcast, hit pause here and go back. Otherwise, sit back in those tractors, combines, grain carts, or cars, and tune in today with two Premier Crop Systems team members who know a thing or two about data. Katie McWhorter, originally a high school FFA instructor, joined the Premier Crop Systems team to educate and train the company's retail partners, who in turn teach the producers. Through her role as manager of data services, she says the most important thing is for the grower to be able to understand the what and why behind that data.
I mean, we can spit out a lot of different reports from our system, but to print off a report and just hand over a sheet of paper to a grower doesn't do anything. It's more so training them what to do with this data and how to have that conversation with the grower in order to help the grower accomplish their goals.
As many producers are itching to get into the fields and begin their fall harvests, rain, cooler temperatures, and even snow in some parts of the country continue to plague producers. Hoping Mother Nature could play a nicer game this fall appears to be a difficult ask. However, as Katie shares, this year could be a pivotal one for agriculture.
I think the biggest story with all producers, I mean, we're coming off a really not normal, and I don't know what normal means anymore in our world, but, you know, it was a very tough spring. It's been a very tough summer. So growers are very, very concerned. And, you know, it's really easy for our partners to go out and hear the same story of, you know, do you know what kind of spring it was and my crop, how it looks and about yields. But on the flip side, yeah, we've had a bad year. But what are you going to do to set yourself up for next year to overcome this year's pitfalls? And it's so interesting when I've been out on the farm to ask growers, in the rare instances that I am, you know, what is your strategy? And they just respond, I don't have a strategy.
This year's crop could turn out to be one of the best years or worst years for producers, depending on so many factors. As October rolls into November, early frost looms on the horizon, fall field work gets pushed back to next spring, and the potential to start the same vicious cycle over again gains momentum. But in challenging years like this, those are the times most important to buckle down, create a plan, and think for the future.
Well, the pull inputs away and pray is probably not a good strategy. So that's the story we hear everywhere, is that commodity prices are what they are, that it's been a tough spring, a tough summer, the crop looks, my yields aren't going to be the same. Well, that's great. We hear it everywhere. But what are you going to do about it to be profitable next year to make up for this year?
As Dan Freeberg stated in the first episode, precision agriculture doesn't pose to serve as a silver bullet. But it does serve as an anchor point to make sure the decisions producers make are backed up by sound science and data. As Kevin Cruzy, who serves as Premier Crop Systems Business Development Manager for the Upper Midwest and parts of Canada, puts it, the data not only needs to be analyzed the right way, but by the right people.
Kind of how I take a look at it is we feel like Premier Crops' benefit is if we can get it on as many acres as possible, creating those local agronomic knowledge data sets is a huge benefit for the growers in those areas. So the more acres we can get in those areas, the better it is for those local growers to query and dig into the data that's maybe not their data, but can be aggregated and look at the neighboring counties or neighboring townships information as well.
The query that allows growers to better utilize their data as well as neighboring areas is of course 100% anonymous, but has been vital in helping growers learn about their operations and really analyzing the best place to spend those dollars, especially during times of tight margins.
I think about it in any sort of buying decision that you or I would make. If you're more confident because the data backs it, that's just a better decision when you buy. And our growers are making all sorts of decisions: feed, chemical, fertilizer. I mean, growers spend a lot of money on their inputs, and what a great feeling that the growers that work with our partners have when they confidently know, you know what, the data backs this, and I'm okay writing this check for fertilizer for X number of dollars or for seed for X number of dollars.
As times become tough in agriculture, every input cost and decision matter even more to a farmer's pocketbook. As talks of slowing national and global economy have started to appear more commonly in the mainstream news, wondering if a recession is in sight, agriculture looks to perhaps prosper at last. Although expected to rise for the third year in a row, net farm income is still anticipated to be well below its nearly 20-year average of $90 billion. However, once issues such as the ongoing trade war get sorted out, perhaps the worst will be behind us for agriculture. The one thing most people seem to agree on is while precision agriculture is a bright spot for the industry, it is not going to be the saving grace that so many had hoped for. Instead, it should be used to drive decisions and support ideas about the operation.
I think that the biggest thing, if there's been a big misunderstanding within industry that, you know, precision ag is going to save money, save money, save money. And so there is the thought that there's kind of what we see is conflict at retail locations, that the precision people are competing against the agronomy input salespeople. And in fact, what our data is showing is it's not cutting the agronomy salesperson out as far as their sales. It's reallocating those inputs and, in fact, spending more in these better parts of the field in order to drive down the break-even cost per bushel while driving up yield. And in our lesser producing areas, it's reallocating the inputs as well.
You know, I've been in precision ag for like 14 years now, and I've seen a lot of different tools and programs being launched and available. And really, honestly, it all comes back to what that grower really needs for his farm. Sometimes there's some really flashy looking tool or some really pretty nice looking maps that in general look nice, but they really don't do a whole lot for the farm. And what I think that really does something for the farm is the basic agronomic information, right? Where we really need to understand what's actually the characteristics of the field, and then how do we go about implementing the right fertilizer management, the right seed on that field, the right populations. I mean, you got to take it back to the basics and start and build from there. And that's, I think, what Premier Crop does and has done from the beginning, is really taking a look at how that agronomic piece really helps make the decisions, helps take some of the bias out of, hey, I feel like that part of the field does really well because of this. But when you actually look at the data and can dive through and see how different attributes had correlated to the yield, and over time, you can really start making some really keen insight on better ways to move forward on those decisions.
Making decisions isn't always as easy for producers as signing on that dotted line, especially as this space continues to offer more options. So how can a grower be confident that they are making the best decision for their operation?
I've run across territories where they've tried to do variable rate prescriptions in the past, but a lot of times it's been based off of NDVI imagery or weather and soil type information, where a lot of those different layers have been just really cheap and easy to get, but haven't really been able to provide a real solid agronomic recommendation, where some growers have maybe been burned and kind of turned off from the concept. I really encourage people to take a step back and say, you know what, maybe that wasn't the right approach to do this. Premier Crop's been doing this for over 20 years now, and we have a really solid program to help from the ground up to build better agronomic insights from your actual soil and data versus some of these other operations or other layers that might be out there that really don't provide that value. So it might have been easy and cheap to do it right up front, but wasn't maybe necessarily the way to actually get higher profits for that grower's farm. So really encourage them to take a step back and really look at how that could help them.
According to a recent report pieced together by various tech organizations summarizing the precision farming technologies market, the space is anticipated to grow approximately 17% in size over the next 5 years, making this space noisier and more cluttered than it has ever been. However, with more competition comes more companies rising to the forefront to meet the demand of the industry.
I think growers today understand that, you know, all this information is getting valuable. And early on, it was hard. I mean, technology, like as you think of yield monitors and just technology and equipment, has came so far in the last even 10 years of usability. A lot of it comes standard on equipment now. So all that stuff's out there and people are using it more efficiently. Now we just got to figure out what's actually going to be the most useful piece of collecting all that information. So what I think growers want for the future is, now that we have all this local information on those monitors and they're collecting every pass and can see this data, how can they use their data more efficiently? We've looked at university studies over the past 50, 60 years and on small plot trials here and there. Growers for the future really want to see, I can measure and manage some of this stuff on my farm and get some really good analytics from it. Now, how can I actually take that and better my farm for the future?
The future is something we will be talking about on the last episode of the Premier Podcast miniseries, so go ahead and hit subscribe to ensure you don't miss a thing. Premier Crop Systems is also on social media, so be sure to check them out at Premier Crop on Twitter and Facebook, or find out more information about them at www.premiercrop.com.